Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am merely the host, Mike Sammet, alongside Stephen Julian, back in the studio today. Stephen, how are you?
I was in the studio last week.
Let's not even go there. Sorry about that. Hey, how are you enjoying this warm weather in Atlanta?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. I'm enjoying everybody, like, bragging to their northern friends. It's cold down here. It's like, well, it's going to be cold for 4 months. For all of your northern friends.
So you've always talked about having lived in Montana.
Yes, sir.
How about what's going on in New York and Buffalo?
Unbelievable. That's why I'm glad I didn't live in Buffalo.
Exactly.
Lake effect snow is an effect I never wanted to experience.
How'd you like to try to sell a house in Buffalo right now?
Have you seen the pictures of the people opening their doors and it's a wall of snow? That would be interesting to try and make that a good real estate sale. Do you think we could find somebody that could help us with that?
I don't know. You know, if I had to be a realtor, I'd want to be one here in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
If you could just find, we got one.
Yeah.
Tim Hurd joining us here on the program. He's with Point Honors and Associates Realtors. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How would you like to be a realtor up in New York this time of year?
I call my friends right now, and they are dying.
Well, welcome to the program. You are a broker and owner with Point Honors and Associates Realtors. Tell us all about your company.
Sure. Point Honors and Associates, we are a boutique firm. We focus on a lot of the residential, and we do have agents that focus on commercial. But we do focus on more individualized attention with our clients, so we consider ourselves more of a boutique.
How long has the company been around?
The company's been around for about 4 years. I've been licensed for about 9 now, so I've done this right after college. My parents, when I graduated, I wanted to take some time off, and they said, absolutely not. Go ahead and do something with your life. So I said, how about I'll just go get my real estate exam. I'll become a realtor for a while, and then I'll go travel the world for a little bit. And my parents said, that's fine, and for some odd reason, that stuck. And I had the opportunity to work for one of the past mayors of Atlanta. At his real estate firm, and I kind of got my footing in the door there. And ever since then, it's just been my career ever since.
Well, hopefully it was one of the good mayors, not one that's spent time behind bars.
Mayor Misselle.
Okay.
Mayor Misselle. Mayor Misselle's firm with the Misselle Commercial. And he obviously the mayor of Buckhead and the unofficial mayor of Buckhead. And
okay.
The one who started MARTA and all that other good stuff.
Real quick, I do want to ask you, Tim, the name of the company, Point Honors and Associates. How'd you come up with that name?
That's actually a funny story that I have not told anybody.
First time's a charm.
First time's always a charm, especially on the radio, right?
Now you're going to be telling everybody.
Well, actually, I needed to think of a company name, and I was actually reading a magazine, and it was something Point Honoring, and I was like, oh, it has a nice charm to it, and it has a nice ring to it. Point Honors and Associates, I like that. So it is not a person. It is actually just a very inanimate magazine. I read it in a magazine, and from there, it was a horrible idea at the time, or it still is, because nobody really equates Point Honors and Associates to be a real estate firm. So I had to tack on the realtor part. So it's a marketing nightmare. But it's great because I've been able to, you know, obviously it's been around for a while, and we've been able to make our names for ourselves. And people now realize that is, oh, that's a real estate firm.
Well, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I guess if you're known for the most unique real estate name, that probably is not a bad thing. I wanted to ask you to unpack a word you used in your first answer,
sure.
And that's that you're a boutique real estate firm. What does that mean? Because you also said more individualized service. Kind of unpack that and tell us a little bit more about what makes boutique better.
Sure. I don't know if it's better. I don't know if it's suited for every client. One of the things that we do in our firm is I have a set rule with me and my agents that we don't take on too many clients. Like, it is something that, you know, in real estate, the name of the game is to take as many listings and as many clients as possible, and you try to throw as much as against the wall and see what sticks and kind of make a sale done. Unfortunately, that, you know, I was brought up with really good mentors, and I was taught under really good people nationally, and it's the one-on-one attention that we really have to focus on. So I only take on a certain number of clients at a time. Once a sale is completed, you know, obviously we do we follow up with our clients and we keep in touch, but you know, I can't give you the individual. There's only 24 hours in a day. I'm only one person, and you know. When you're buying the biggest purchase in your life, in a typical average American is gonna be your biggest purchase at a home. So you want to make sure that you kind of follow through and kind of be with the entire process. I know that there's a lot of really good agents and a really good realtors out there that work in teams, but I typically work for my clients from start to finish. If I can't handle your client, if I can't handle you right now, I will actually say, I'm actually really kind of busy at this moment. Let me introduce you to somebody that can help you out throughout the process. So we're a little more boutique that way.
So one thing we probably will never hear about Point Honors Commercials is we had 17,000 listings last year. I mean, you'll never be bragging about the volume of numbers. And in that volume, you lose individualized service. That's the theory.
That is essentially, again, people are going to disagree. A lot of my esteemed colleagues will disagree with me. For me, this works for me.
Absolutely.
It works for my firm. And this is the way that our firm was actually brought up. So this is the way that we do it.
I think there's a lot of common sense behind what you're saying.
I agree.
And I like what you said. It's not better. One is not right or wrong.
Right.
I just think I think clients would go, that makes a lot of sense, and I think I want that.
Exactly. So I have clients that call me and they want to. They want to list with me, and they want to use me as a buyer's broker, and absolutely. But the first question I ask is, what is your timeline? Because if it's not something that I can help you immediately, then we have some time. And of course, I can still bring you on as a client then. If you're looking to buy something in March because your lease is over in February, absolutely. Then I'll start working with you now and keep you in the pipeline. But if it's something that you need immediately done, I have to kind of rearrange and see what we can do.
Tim Herr is our guest. He's with Point Honors and Associates Realtors, and you're based here in Gwinnett County, Tim.
I am.
What areas do you serve?
I grew up in Gwinnett. I still remember my student number. embed that in your head.
I got to ask, which school?
I went to Lilburn, then I graduated from Parkview High School, so
okay.
Go Panthers. I went to Georgia Tech and then came right back. So my offices are actually in Duluth, so it's not too far away. So I focus a lot in Gwinnett, pretty much along the 85 corridor. Duluth, Suwannee, and I jump over to Forsyth. There's a lot of clients that are migrating over to Forsyth County, the Cumming area, and then I kind of skip over to the a little bit of DeKalb, like the Dunwoody, and then the Buckhead. So just a lot of the millennials, a lot of younger kids are moving towards. They're moving in towards the city. I kind of don't know a lot of the East Point, the Southern Atlanta tips, but then. A lot of my friends who are now having children are moving back into Gwinnett County. So, you kind of see the back and forth a little bit. So you have to be well-versed. So if there's any agent that says that I know everything about Atlanta and I focus on all 17 counties, you need to run. Because there's nobody that can be focused on all 17 counties.
That's a great point. Let me ask you about this, Tim. This is in your bio, and this is very interesting, that you've been appointed as the president liaison to South Korea for the National Association of Realtors.
Yes.
Sounds impressive. What exactly does that mean?
So I do serve on a national committee. So I am a realtor. There is a difference between a realtor and a real estate agent.
What is the difference?
Sure. So a realtor, it is something that we voluntarily join. A realtor, we abide by a code of ethics. So anybody can be a real estate agent, but not everyone is a realtor. Ourselves apart by abiding by a code of ethics. We're not going to do our clients wrong and stuff like that. And we just celebrated our 100-year code of ethics last year, I believe. And so the Realtors Organization is one of the most, is the biggest trade association, the trade association in the United States. And a lot of our dues that we voluntarily pay, there's always our PACs and realtor PACs and stuff like that, but we fight on your behalf. For example, when mortgage interest deduction, so everyone who pays mortgage interest, right now you are able to deduct that out of your taxes. It is something that has to be passed every year with Congress, and a lot of our dues goes to making sure that we lobby the right Congress people to make sure that passes every year. When Florida was hit and when Katrina and all the other tornadoes were hit and everyone had to buy homeowners insurance, like for a lot of the insurance companies left Florida. It just became too expensive for a lot of people to continue their insurance. But if you don't have insurance in Florida, I mean, your house is it's gonna be washed away.
That's why they left.
That's why they left. But obviously the realtor organizations, we stepped in and said, no, this is mandatory. The insurance companies have to stay, and we maintain that relationship there. So we, you know, we do fight on your behalf. So you know, I do encourage people who are interviewing interviewing agents to make sure that they are a realtor, so that you know you are getting your best bang for your buck. Now again, not every agent is a realtor, and you have it is your personal question, your choice whether or not you want to be a realtor.
So the liaison to South Korea,
sure.
What is
so,
that?
So sorry, yeah, that was a little bit of a digress. So I had the fortune of working. I do serve on a lot of national boards, and I was appointed by the president for the 2013 and 2014 years to be his presidential liaison on behalf of South Korea. So
which president is this?
So it was Steve Brown.
Okay.
So Steve Brown, 2013. So this is not
for those who think that might be yes. Barack Obama,
president of the National Association of Realtors.
President of the National Association of Realtors. Okay. Very, very, very different.
I didn't vote for Steve Brown. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, you're not a realtor, I'm assuming, so I'm pretty sure
right.
you would not
That's
have.
Why I didn't vote for him.
It also takes about 8 years, 9 years in the making, so if you weren't a realtor 8 years ago. No, but I was very fortunate. You know, it is still an application process, and you do go through an interview. And so I anything that happens with the realtor community, I relay it back to our counterparts that we have. There's about 52 liaisons, so we have... MOUs, Memorandum of Understandings, with 52 approximately other countries, and we share knowledge and we share the resources between the different realtor communities
and
worldwide.
And so they have, in South Korea, they might not call it the National Association of Realtors, but there is a similar organization.
Correct.
And so your job is to share, like you said, share information and learn from each other.
Correct. So it is called the Korean Association of Realtors in Korea. And so anytime that, you know, the president has asked all their liaisons to send this information off to the respective countries, then we would be the liaison to do that, and vice versa.
Let's talk about the market here in Gwinnett County, and staying with the theme of South Korea and so forth. Gwinnett County seems to be very attractive to Koreans that want to move to the Atlanta area. What is it about Gwinnett County? Because there are some communities and neighborhoods where it's the Korean population is amazing.
Good question.
Thank you.
I am Korean. My parents are Korean, rather, and you know, but I was born in the States, so English is my first language. So I do speak Korean, however, and so I do have a lot of Korean clients as well. The Korean market, or the Asian market in general, is very attractive to Gwinnett. It's not just the Korean market. If you see a lot of, I think the Koreans may have been the pioneers back in the Gwinnett, but it was the education system that brought a lot of the Koreans and the Asian American population into Gwinnett, and you're seeing them a lot, and then you're seeing the fruits of the migration back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then obviously, as Koreans, as other Asian Americans realize that Gwinnett still has a very powerful and a very strong education system, you're seeing more of the influx coming in. So, you know, I give a lot of kudos to the, you know, the Gwinnett County Public School System for keeping on their track. You know, I was principal for a day at Parsons Elementary two days ago? And wow, those kids are writing resumes in fourth grade, writing resumes to NASA. You know, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing? And they're like, I'm writing a resume. And I'm like, can you even spell resume? And they're like, absolutely. And, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And these kids are teaching their teachers and how to download templates on how to use these resumes. And I'm like, the teacher doesn't even know how to download these templates. What are you doing? And it was phenomenal. I mean, these kids are, our school system here is amazing.
It's almost like a chicken and an egg. The school system is so strong, and you have the Koreans and the Asians in coming to Gwinnett County, and now you have a lot of businesses that are catering to the Asian population. So that creates even more Asians that want to come here because they have all that you know, catering to them. So it's a good circle, and because of your background and to have the Korean heritage as well, obviously gives you a little bit of a leg up with all these potential clients.
Absolutely. I mean, I do sit on the Gwinnett Place CID board as well, and we do see a lot of, and we make sure that the Korean community or the Asian community in general is also assimilated into the American community. Again, me being, you know, growing up here and, you know, with cows and goats in front of my high school, and you know, I can turn on the Southern twang and I can do it all. So, you know, I can definitely cater to the clients, but, you know, it's not just about the Asian community, but, you know, it is about making sure that we find the right product. You know, at the end of the day, I am a salesperson. I have to sell something. I don't get paid, typically, until we complete a sale. So I have to make sure that you know, we work with you and work with the clients, and you know, and find you the right product.
Let me ask this question to maybe expand what you guys have been talking about in the last few minutes. you talked about the growth of the Asian population here in Gwinnett, and I've heard it said Gwinnett is the best melting pot of the state of Georgia, and
absolutely,
maybe one of the top ones in the country, because there are so many different cultures and so many different populations and so many different backgrounds, not just Asian. There, sure, there are plenty of others.
Absolutely.
So as a realtor who comes across many different clients, and granted you have the right amount and you have enough that you can really service well, how do you try and cater to different cultural backgrounds? Is there a good story or two that you could tell, or is there just kind of a checklist or make think questions you make sure and go, okay, let's make sure and give some space and make them feel individualized service and happy with what you do?
And this is something that's, you know, that I encourage all, you know, all anybody in any profession to do, you know, is obviously to research the culture, right? It's a very important thing. So when I get a client that you know, for example, I don't know the Indian culture. So, you know, when I had an Indian client come to me, they found me and, you know, I called one of my Indian friends and I was like, hey, I'm about to pick up an Indian client with an Indian heritage background. Can you give me some know-how and some information about what are the customary duties so I don't make a faux pas? And, you know, it's a funny story. I still, one of my really good friends, Mittal over in Philly, I called her and she was like, good luck, click. And I was like, I called her right back. I was like, that's not what I was asking for. I have to work with this client. Give me some advice. And, you know, and that's what's important. You know, you have to make sure that it's the gesture and making sure that you work with the culture. And, you know, you might not be 100% knowledgeable, especially when you're working with different clients and from different cultures. But it's just that important to work with and do the research just a little bit. You know, how do you accept a business card from every different culture? It's very different. You know, do you shake hands? Is that appropriate? You know, is hugging appropriate? There's a funny story, you know, with the president, with one of our presidents, I won't name which one, from the National Association of Realtors. Apparently there was a delegation from Japan that came in. And of course, the American culture, we were very, you know, especially from the South, we were a hugging culture. You know, we like to hug and, you know, we like to be very...
Before every show, Stephen comes over and hugs me. It's...
I'll give you plenty before I leave. How about that?
Mike leans into his hugs, I just want to state for the record.
Stephen holds just a little too long.
Oh, okay, man.
We digress.
Go back to the good story, please.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. No, but when the Japanese delegation came, you know, it's a funny story apparently in the National Association of Realtors community, because he was hugging everyone, and the Japanese delegation was just mortified. They were just like, "What are you doing? Like, why are you in my personal space? Like, get away!" You know, because you know the Japanese cultures, they were extending their hands out. Right. They're like, "Let's do a handshake." And he's like, "Oh, I don't hug. You know, I don't do handshakes. I hug." And apparently, the delegation was mortified, and you know, there was a lot of explanations to, you know, that happened afterwards, and saying that this is part of the culture. So there was an educational culture on both ends. You know, it's the small little gestures. And there's always a misconception that if you don't speak the language, you can't cater to that client. That is absolutely not true. I don't speak a lot of different languages, but it's that much more important that you work with somebody that speaks that language. For example, in the real estate world, there are three minority trade associations on top of the Realtor Association. There's the Asian Real Estate Association of America, which caters to the Asian clients. There's NAREB, which is the Hispanic Association, and there's the Empire Board that caters to our African-American clients. So, you know, I utilize the knowledge and the resources with the different associations, and I'm like, hey, I don't speak this language. Can you help me out? Can you partner up with me? Let's do it together. Let's co-op, and let's work together. Because at the end of the day, we have a client. We need to make sure the client is satisfied, and we can both come to the table as a win-win scenario.
And bottom line, that they're looking for that perfect home for their family, and hopefully that's what you're going to find.
It's a lot harder these days, but yes.
What is the market like these days? I mean, has it kind of stabilized a little bit? And by the way, our guest once again is Tim Herr with Point Honors and Associates Realtors. Have you seen the market stabilize just a little bit?
Define stabilize.
Well, maybe it never does stabilize, but does, you know, some people are still waiting for that next great deal, and you know, I don't know if prices are going to be going down anytime soon. I think it's kind of starting to come back to where they kind of should be.
In Georgia, we're experiencing a really strong growth. We're still on an up and up. We're still probably going to expect a growth for the next probably 2-3 years. That's the analysis that's been coming out. With the rates still being historically low, people are still being able to jump in and purchase a home. And of course, part of the American dream and part of the American life is to own real property, whether it be commercial land or you know, or a home. With the rates being so low, it's still a very lucrative time to purchase. The average American who rents, the average net worth is only about less than $10,000. But anybody who actually owns a home, because in theory you're supposed to be building equity, you're supposed to be paying down your mortgage. So the average net worth of a homeowner is actually around $180,000, and that was done by the U.S. One of the U.S. government agencies that did a lot of those studies. But don't quote me on which one. But yeah, so I mean, it is still a great time to buy Gwinnett. You know, our average stay as a market is still around 60 days, which is great. As long as you price it right, you should be able to close pretty quickly and be able to either move up or move down depending on your circumstance.
Give some, I know you give the individualized service, but give some good advice to anyone listening to this interview about getting ready to sell their home. What are some things they need to know? What are some things they need to prepare for? And what are some of the things they might have in their mind that you kind of want to go? And I think you mentioned one of them, make sure you price it right. So right. Just kind of unpack that a little bit more.
Sure. I mean, every deal and every sale is going to be a little different, right? You're going to be under different circumstances. One of the things that I always tell my clients, you know, I might not be your agent, so I always tell them, hey, you need to interview your agents first. You know, it's very important. It's not, you know, just you can't. Anybody can rattle off about 7 real estate agents off the top of their head. You know, you can be like, hey, who do you know is real estate? And everyone will know a real estate agent. You know, as a real estate agent myself. You try to fight for that mind space to be like, I want to be the first two that pops into your head. That way you will call me and hopefully you will interview me or use me as your realtor. And the thing is, a lot of clients don't interview. You should be interviewing more than one agent, to be honest, to make sure that that is the way that you need to be working with you. You know, I work with a lot of millennials, and you know, that their mode of communication is texting. So that's one of the questions I asked as well. It's like, how do you want to communicate? Is it via email? Is it via text? Do you want a phone call? You know, and there's still a lot of people in the business that that do not communicate with a mobile device. You know, I called another agent, and I was like, I texted another agent, and I was like, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you forever. And I finally called her, and I was like, hey, I can't, I've sent you so many texts, I'm trying to show your property. And she's like, honey, I don't do this texting thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should have picked up the phone and called you a long time ago.
My carrier pigeon is on its way.
Yeah, she still had a flip phone, or Zach Morris phone. But I don't know. But it quickly brought me down to reality, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that not everyone is still, you know, we you know, you quickly judge that we're in this technological information era, and it took me a step back. But in terms of sellers, you know, I do tell them that you know you should interview them, and also. Make sure that they have a lot of experience. You know, ask questions. How long have you been in the industry? How long have you? You know, what do I need to do with my house? Because every house is going to be different.
And Tim, you bring up technology, which makes your job very interesting. Because these days, unlike maybe in yesteryear, people can go online. They're much more knowledgeable about what's maybe out there and sure. Pricing and so forth.
But is that online stuff making them more knowledgeable or just a lot more noise? I'm sorry to jump on that, but I will
address both issues.
Good.
Technology is great. Technology is great. You know, and it's interesting because a lot of my clients now actually. Find me the properties. What they expect me to do now, my role has changed.
They've maybe seen 10, 20, 30 homes online before they even talk to you.
Absolutely. So my clients have actually changed. What they expect me to do is to negotiate the right price and making sure that this house is priced correctly and negotiate the right price for this deal. Now, I still have the clients that, you know, they're like, I need you to find me all this, you know, give me a list of all the listings and figure out what I need to do. But, I mean, you can go on, you know, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, and you can find the properties that are already listed. And you can compare, I mean, the pictures, you know, my job is, you know, as a seller's agent is make sure that we put amazing pictures out there and make sure we have an amazing description, yada, 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 and market your property to the right client. But, you know, a lot of my clients actually say, hey, these are my choices. This is what I'm kind of looking for. Makes my job a little bit easier because I don't have to show you 50 houses before I find out, oh, you want an open floor plan. Great. I can kind of jump the gun a little bit and be like, let me pull you all the listings that have an open floor plan. Let me find you something that I think you might like. Now, on the flip side, is it good? Because, you know, a lot of information is a lot of noise. It's a give and take. You know, I can't say that it's bad. I can't say that it's good. It's a matter of making sure, I have to make sure that I utilize the knowledge that is out there And you just use it to my benefit, making sure that I educate the client. Like, for example, everyone always goes by the Zestimate and the Zillow, the Zestimate. I want to be very clear that that is merely called a Zestimate for a reason. It is not called an appraisal, and it's not, because there is no certified person going out there and appraising your house. And again, don't get me wrong. I have friends. I am on Zillow, and I'm a premier agent on Zillow. And I have plenty of people, friends that work on Zillow. And I know,
whether you like it or not, you really have to be online.
It was valued, I think, as a $503 billion company. I mean, it is going to be here to stay. But the thing is, you have to remember that these estimates are done based upon some calculation. So, if you type in the same address and you put in Duluth, it might come up with a different value when you put in the same address and put Johns Creek as a city. Because, again, they base the values based upon analysis of what is going on. So, clients, please, these estimates are merely Zestimates.
you're more of the due diligence department on both the buying and selling side. Here's what we have on the surface. Your job is to dig down and get to the execution and get to the final table.
Sure.
Where everything
Absolutely.
Happens.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very important that we make sure that, because at the end of the day, if I don't do you a good job, you're not going to refer me business, or you're going to talk, my reputation is all I have. You give me one bad review, that will hide 40 different positive reviews, because everyone's kind of, we're all kind of looking for that one. What's really wrong with this guy? What's really bad with this one guy? It's a human nature. We want to figure out what's wrong with this guy. He can't be perfect.
Steven's in the financial services industry, so you kind of relate to that.
Absolutely. All of these kind of industries, yours, mine, insurance, all we have is our reputation. And it's also very easy for someone to start working with you and then go, I don't really like you, and walk away. So therefore, we have to do everything we can up front and as we're going through, and then on the back end, and then everybody, and then what you want is everybody go, it was really good working with you. I mean, the only skeleton in your closet, according to you, and you kind of confessed it here on the air, is where the name Point Honors came from. I mean, so there you go. You got it right out there up front. Now let's
amazing what Google can do. There's a lot of things you can find on Google. Please do not Google me. I'm just joking. There's a lot of I'm related to a fictional white male character called Ben-Hur.
Give Ben our best.
Yes, absolutely. I would not be in real estate if I was related to this guy.
Well, Tim, for those that would like to Google you, which sounds really bad, but want to find out more about you and maybe interview you, consider you as their realtor. Give us all your contact information so they can find out more about you.
Sure. You can always find me on Facebook or on social media. Or you can always email me. It's very simple. It's tim.her. @gmail.com. You're more than welcome.
And Hur is H-U-R.
H-U-R. Again, just like Ben-Hur. That's how I actually introduce everyone. I don't look like Ben-Hur. I don't look like Charles Heston back in the 70s. But, and I was not born in the 70s, so I really don't know what he really looks like. But at the end of the day, you can always find me you can always send me a quick email. You can send me a text, or you can call me at 404-512-2322.
And the website?
Pointhonors.com, and it'd be interesting to note that my website is actually being revamped at this moment, so it is actually down. So,
well, you never know when people are going to be listening to this program. They may not be listening live. They may be listening a month from now.
After all, we're timeless, aren't we?
We are always timeless.
Absolutely. Great.
Tim, great stuff. We appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Tim Hur with Point Honors and Associates Realtors here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. For Stephen Julian.
Mike, don't Google yourself either. That's my last piece of advice for the show.
Okay, I'm looking forward to my hug after the show, though. And for our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.